Well, we laid to rest one of our church members, David Livingstone, through the week. His funeral was on Thursday. And as is our practice here, I want to pay some words of tribute to David and honour him where honour is due. And then after this, he'll invite us to stand and we'll pray before we continue our service. David Livingstone was born on the 28th of October, 1939. And I thought it was funny that his son, David Jr., said on Thursday that this was the year the war started, and some would question if this was a coincidence. He was the eldest of four children, Jack, Terry, and his sister, Phyllis. At age 17, David came to know Christ, and he became a long-standing member of this church, joining in 1970. So he was in his 50th year of membership here at Great Vic. David married Mary on the 21st of July, 1962, and they were married for close to 57 years. They were blessed with three children, Janet, Joanne, and David Jr. Joanne, as many of you know, passed away on the 11th of May, 2010. That was 9 years ago yesterday. And through this trial, David and Mary kept looking to the Lord, and they spoke to me often about the support they received from Trevor Brock, previous pastor of the church, and the membership of the church as a whole. David and Mary were also blessed with three grandchildren, Christopher, Jamie, and Sophie. David wasn't a big fan of school growing up. Again, his son David Jr. told me that David Sr. was sent out to play by the teachers while the other kids sat the 11-plus exam. Nevertheless, through his big personality and his gift of the gab, he made his way through life and ended up joining the toy industry, eventually establishing his own business as a toy sales agent, a business which his son, David Jr., now continues to lead. David appreciated his family and he appreciated his church family. He was heavily involved in the life of this church down through the years, in youth work, business community lunches. He served as church secretary for many years, amongst other things. He was a great visitor of those who couldn't make it out to church, and even recently kindly stayed in with Tom Adair on Sunday evenings so that Pat could be freed up to come out to church. I heard a conversation relayed to me recently that two of our younger members had. One asked the other, "Who is David Livingstone?" The other said, "I think he's the man who always speaks in the church meetings." Our meetings will certainly be quieter without his contributions. We give thanks to God for his life, and he is now at home with his Lord in glory. Can you stand with me, please, as we pray and give thanks to God for David's life? Father, we do thank you for the life of David Livingstone. Thank you, Lord, that you faithfully provided for him and cared for him through his life. You sustained him in illness unto death, and now you have received him home into his resting place with you. How we thank you, our Father, for Jesus Christ, when we stare death in the face and we see that Jesus has overcome death through his death and resurrection, and because he has paid for our sins fully, we can know peace and life everlasting with you. And yet, as David has gone home to be with you, those who are left behind do grieve. Yet we thank you that they don't grieve as those who do not have hope. So, Lord, we pray for the whole Livingstone family circle, for Mary. We remember her, Lord, and ask for your comfort with her. We remember Janet and David. We remember Jamie and Sophie and Christopher. And for all their partners, wives, family, friends, for David's wider family circle, we commit them into your care. We thank you, Lord, that though David has been laid to rest through the week, he is absent from that body, and he is present with you, our Lord. And we thank you together for his life and for his commitment and service in this church down through the years. In Jesus' name, amen.